Dikah, Zam should have been Moshech long, lengthwise, not in the circle. So as Mormon Starbuck has said, there was a Macholos, an Ante, that got crushed overnight, and it was Dam Macholos. Moshech, let's say she finds the Dam on his cloth to be long, Moshech then Taket Tomei, there's Mormon Starbuck, the Dam was there, Bishasta Bedikah, she saw me. Tivri Reb Elezer, so these are words of Reb Elezer, Reb Tzadik. Now the Gemara says, Tanin the Lord of Tanah Boy, learn like this in the Braisa, that Maisa once happened, Vitola Reb Kiva the killer, Tanisha found some Dam on her, and Akiva was told that since that day she was laced with a killer, some red paint like, to say that the dam on her clothing came from that. Also, we go to Kula, and the Rebbe told her besraf shikm, also a type of a sraf that comes out of a shikm bush, that's also red stuff, the same thing. She was lacing that through the daytime, and at night when she found the clothing to have dam on it, she said that she's told, Miss Tom, it was that stuff that she was lacing the daytime, that's what's now on the clothing and not dam neither. Oishi Yoshua, the Mishnah says, Oishi Yoshua was sitting next to somebody that was Isaac. So Yoshua in Le Yoshua, because she was sitting next to somebody that was working with them. But if she did not sit down, then she's Tomei. So Tanini, we learned a lot of Tanini, like we learned the Braisa. All Rabbi Shuksha Tabach, the Isha herself walked through the street where there was blood flying around from the butchers. So then, Safa Nitzalei, Safa Nitzalei, even though she did not see the blood flying the clothing, it's only doubtful, still Tayla, at night time when she finds blood on the clothing, she has the right to say that blood came from the spritzing of the dam. So what's going to be Safa Gavra, Safa Gavra, it's only doubtful whether she went through the street or not. Safa Gavra, Safa Gavra, then Taka Tzmenech Nami, then Taka we say she's Tamei, because we don't know for sure she went through the street, that's like a snake snaker, then we have to be machmir to say that she's Tomei. Here was only because she was Vada, he sat down next to these people. But if she doesn't know that she sat down next to them, she only has a doubt, then she'll be Tomei. Then the Mishnah says, Horgah, that the Chmina thing that says, Horgah Machosiv, she was killing these ants. So Deek is according to him, Horgah, and only because she was killing the ants, then she can be told of the dam she finds in the dam Macholis. Or Loi Hoga, she did not kill the ants. Loi, she cannot be totally, the spots on the clothing come from ants. If so, Masnis, who's the Mishnah go like? If Shimon Gamlili, the Tanya would learn like this. Horga Toila, if she's killing ants, then she can be told the spot of dam came from the ants. Loi Hoga, if she's not killing ants, and if she can't be told, it came from the, if she can't be told. Tivri of Shimon Gamlili, that's what he holds. However, the Chachomim, say no. Benkach or Benkach Toilo, whether she's killing ants or whether she's not killing ants, if she finds a spot of dam on her underwear and it's less than the size of a gris that we had before, gris v'yoid, she's taket tor, we have right to say that dam was from dam machilas, from ants. They got crushed, they got killed there. Now, Omer Shimon Gavir says like this, Lidvaraya and Kainz, according to my time, that we're not totally, if she doesn't kill, there's no end, means all Nashman Kamat have Tumas neither on them. But Divri Chaveri, according to Chomim, ain't safe, like Nisha Kamat is never Tomei. Because the Chom did not say Yeshir Mashman, no matter how big the stain is, he could always be told the Dam comes from Dam Macholis. So what he meant to say was like this. Lidvor, according to my words, ain't Kate, that there's no end, every Isha's Tomei. Shein Lecho Isha Shatur Labailo, never be an Isha's Tur Labailo. Shein Lecho Komito Miti Shein Bo Kamatipe Dam Macholis. That every bed, every sheet she uses when she sleeps on it, most probably there are a lot of ants there. When she turns over, she kills them. So she'll always find dam on her underwear or on her sheet. And since according to him, he cannot be told unless she knows she killed them. So if she does not know she killed them, she'll be tamei. So every sheet she'll always be tamei labailo, like it's too chumra. And Ladivri Chaveri, according to Chum's words, and so if there's no end, they make it too much. Shein lecho isha, shein tor labailo. Never be an isha, it's not tor labailo. Shein lecho kosad and mesad and shein bakama tipe dam. That every single sheet has like a lot of spots of blood. And the lowi say she's tor, because according to Chumim, even though she does not know she killed the Macholis, you told her that the dam comes from Macholis. Meaning, and according to Chum, they did not say a sheer. So no matter how much blood you find, you totally came from the Macholis. It's like, Anish should never be Tomei, she should never have a Tumas Kesem. She always have a right to say, it's always Dam Macholis, no matter how much Dam you find there. So it's like saying, like, both of them are not really good Pshatim. Avol, but, this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying, that Niran Divrei B'Chanina B'Antignis, likes the words of B'Chanina B'Antignis. Midvarai, rather than his words, umedivrayim, rather than the words of Chachamim. Shoyoyme, he used to say like this, ad kamehi toila, how big is the stain on the clothing that we still say maybe came from Dam Acholes? Ad kegrisha pul, only if the stain is up until the size of half the size of a bean. But if it's more than that, then we say it's not Dam Acholes, it's Dam Nida. If it's less than this or this year, then we say it's Dam Acholes and Shisor. According to them, I like, he agrees to the words of Rechlima ben Antignus. Nothing more said though the Rabbonin, though the Amri Toila at Kama, how long are they Toila? And Chom did not say the shear of a Kigris. So how much, because I'm established to say even if there's a pint of blood, you're not going to be Toila, came from Acholus. So more said, Eirechanaim, you're not going to be Yitzchok, Toila be Pishbush. They meant to say, you can be Toila in a bigger amount of blood, a Pishbush, looks like a cockroach. How much dam that would give off. And the Yad Keturmis, even the size of a Turmis, that's another ant-like, another big one, still that size of dam. The kids, even according to them, it has to be the amount of dam that could come out from these big insects. But if not, then we'll take a say, she's Temeya. Now, Tana Belon like this. Pishpurzeh, this like cockroach that we say, Orka Kerach Beshino, it's like a square, it's long and wide, the same shear. And also, the time of Kerechoy, the taste is something like a smell. It has a very strong smell, you could smell it, you can know you're eating it like. Bris Krusaloi, and this is a Kabbalah like, that Shekola Mudaloi, whoever rubs it, is Mariach, but you could smell it. That's about this pishpish, this big insect here. So now, orko korach, that we say it's wide, like its length, linyik samim. To know if you find a blood spot, like a square, a big one, we could say, she's tore, it came from this pishpish. And that we say now, time the korach, that it smells, very of a strong smell, like a taste. Linyin truma, nageyat so koin, nasidin truma. The tsunam read like this. Oy shetoyim tam pishpish bepiv. If the koin was eating truma, and he has a taste now of this pishpish, this insect, this sherets, the kids of Yed, he's coming. So again, so this kohen feels that he's eating this pishpush, so raise the yiflut, he should spill out the truma that he's eating. Because if he ate this pishpush, if he touched the sherets, he's tummy. So he's tummy, he's not allowed to eat truma, he has to spit out the truma. But the question is though, minoy yod, how does he know to say that he ate this pishpush? So time and kerecha, because the pshat is, it smells very bad, like it's tam. So therefore, he ate it. The Gemara's question still be a cat, he's still in New York, how does he know this? So the answer is, bris krusi, like a kabbalah, loi, shekola mullah, whoever just rubs it, mariach, but you come to smell it. So the kid says, since you're smelling it right now, the pshat is you touched it. So therefore, if you have the smell now, you know for sure you touched this pishpush, the sherets, and therefore you're tummy. So that's this halacha, if you smell it, you know it came because you touched it, therefore you'll be tummy. So if you're eating truma, you have to spit out the truma. Omer Rashi, Rashi says, Ir Shiesh Bachazerim, a city that has a lot of pigs around there, and Choshnik Samin, Anisha that finds blood on the clothing, does not have to say she's Tamei. Rather, she could say the dam comes from the pigs, because the pigs eat Shrotsam like, and spit it out, and there's always blood flying around from them. Omer Nachman by Yitzchak, Vod the Dukris, the city Dukris, Kiir Shiesh Bachazerim, Dam, it's also a city that has pigs around. Meat Rashi doesn't mean to say that the Bochum Harbor there. There are a lot of butchers there, a lot of junkyards there. There's also always blood flying around there. So if Anisha lives around there, walks through those streets, and she finds blood on her clothing, she has the right to say she's Torah, and the blood came from those Mukamis. But from this blood that was flying around. But I call upon Malachu, we hold that Anisha has the right to be totally a blood stain in a Macholis. But only if the size of a kagris, up until the size of a kagris v'yoid. More than that, we said that it's dam nidus. We're not telling a pishpush or a turmis. Unless she knows for sure that she killed the turmis, then she can tell you that, and it's not worse, she's asking anything else. But if she does not know for sure she killed the turmis, so if she finds a blood stain, if it's more than a nickel, more than a penny, then we say she's temeya. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, atkam yitaylo, so the size of a kagris, shopol. So a question like this, Omarav Huna Kagris Ainatola. She finds the size of a gris, this is far the half of a bean, then Taka she's Tame. Pochus Migris, she's finds less than that shear, then told when she's tall, she has right to say it came from the Macholas. That's what Rav Huna holds. The Chumra. Rav Chisda Amunah could grist toilo. If she finds the size of a grist, still she's tore. She has a right to say it came from Damacholis. Yes, the mikgris and toilo. She finds the size more than a grist, then taka she's tore. Then taka in the toilo. So Chura Tashal, she finds the size of a grist, is she still tore or is she tummy ready? That's the Machalikas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Halacha, we go lekul to say she's only tummy if she finds the size of a grist beyond. But the size of a grist alone, she's still tore. Again, it's a shallow, it's a penny nickel, some say the size of a penny, and that's when she's tore. Laima, let's say the Gemara says this machlok is totally bi'ad v'yad b'chlok m'fukim. The Mishnah says, ad k'gris, is a grist included or not? To Rav Huna Sav, when it says ad, it means v'lo yad b'chlal, only up until a grist, but not a grist itself. A grist itself is tamei. For the Chizah Sav, no, when it says ad k'gris, it means v'yad b'chlal, a grist also is tore. Only she swines more than a grist, then she's tummy. Yeah. Mar says back no. Omalach Rav Huna. Ika ad viyad bichlal. It's not totally all over. Sometimes ad viyad is taka bichlal. Vika yad viyad lo yad bichlal. The pshat is v'och lechumra, v'och lechumra. Every time you go lechumra. Because the Huna always says, you always go lechumra. Here we say ad v'lo yad bichlal. It can only be totally ad k'gris. But if she finds the size of the grist, then she'll be tummy. Rav Chisda Omalach no. Biyam all over could be Omalach lechumra amrinun. Lekula lo emrinin. Usually, Taka, I'm asking you go lechuma, not lekula. But v'hok over here by k'salim, I go lekula. K'ra bavua. The Omer bavua. Kol shure chachom lahachnir. All of you, chachom are usually machnir. Chutz mi k'grish shaksam. Chutz from this shir k'grish shaksamim. Lo'akil here it's lekula. In other words, the whole yisod of k'sam is only midi rabbanin. Midi raisha she's tore. She didn't see it. She didn't feel it. Midi raisha she's tore. So if it's only midi rabbanin, here the rabbanin will make her to say, if you have the size of a k'gris, still she's tore. Only k'gris v'yoid is tummy. That's the way we pass in halacha. Ika diyam l'sam se lo shmat v'yap b'nasha by itself. Rav Huna ra mek'gris is k'yese k'gris. And she's tummy. Rav Chisda Amunah k'gris is k'pochus m'gris and she's tore. Only over here, like we just said before, the special malachas is over here by k'samim, that here Rav Huna says we go l'kula by k'samim. Therefore here she's only tummy if she finds the size of a shear of dam of k'gris v'oid, more than a gris, then she's tummy. But she finds the size of a gris of dam on a begodim, then we'll tell her l'kula to say it was dam amacholus. Again, the Maaseh, some say it's the size of a penny. If you find the size of a penny, more than a penny, then it's a shayla. Some say it's a nickel, but less than a penny for sure, she would be tahor. Or she finds it on her kesem, on the clothing. All right, we'll stop here.